Blog Talk Radio.
Gentlemen, boys, and girls, what's going on? The Greg Squirrel Show is on the air on a beautiful fall Tuesday afternoon. Did I say that right? Did I say fall? Is it? You know it's got to be fall because Walmart's dragging out the Christmas stuff. So what's that tell you? Greg Squirrel Show on the air. I am Greg Squirrel. Hoping to be joined here real shortly by the man with the plan, Dave, Clint Davis. Sometimes I think he should never mind. We won't go there. Anyway, we're hoping Clint Davis and another beautiful entourage of guests and onlookers calling in today. I want to say hello to our friends over at Battleground MMA over there in Tahlequah, Oklahoma. I want to say hello to our friends up there at Cage of Honor. Got a big event coming up this weekend in Carthage, Missouri. We're going to have some information on that throughout the show. Fayetteville Nutrition Center, we want to give them a big shout out. Aaron's Rent to Own. We also want to say, what's that? I miss those commercials. What's up? Blah, 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 blah. You know, I had to kind of remind you of the Scream dude with the tongue hanging out of his mouth. Never mind. I used to have one of them masks somewhere. I got some funny looks driving down the street with that thing on. They say you're not supposed to wear a Halloween mask when you're driving down the street, but that thing actually had really good peripheral vision. But anyway, that's enough about my hijinks. How are your hijinks today? As always, coming up throughout later in the show, we're going to have our birthdays and shout out. I want to say hello to my buddy, Matthew Cooper, a.k.a. MC Voice. Is that MC or is it Mac Voice? I am not sure. But it's all good stuff. Because we just like to have a good time right here on the Greg Squirrel Show. Got a lot of interesting stuff we want to talk about today. You know, we try to be... I just spit on myself. Great. We try to be a sport. We try to talk about sports. But, you know, once in a while you read about those stories throughout the day that you just really want to talk about. And I got a story like that today that we want to talk about. Don't forget to join Clint Davis tonight, XFI Live, 7 p.m. right here on Blog Talk Radio. We just promoted XFI tonight. I can't spell. I mean, everybody that knows me knows I'm a hunter and a pecker when I'm trying to type. I don't have the proper link for XFI Live tonight, or else I'd put the link on there. I want to check something real quick. Make sure my peeps are hearing me. I hope my peeps are hearing me. I know I'm hearing me. I'm hearing music, so that's a good thing. All right. So don't forget, once again, don't forget to join Clint Davis tonight, XFI Live. 7 p.m. Got some great stuff he's going to talk about right here on Blog Talk Radio. So make sure you tune in to the brother and give him your support. I'm about to shoot my other laptop. These things are supposed to be so great, but then they die and stuff. So I think they plan it that way. Once you get them out of the store, they're obsolete. So like 2 months from now, you're having to buy a whole new one. It's a scam, I tell you, it's a scam. Main story I want to talk about today is the overkill that they're putting on gun violence and all that fun stuff. I mean, gun violence, something needs to be done about it. But, you know, they're going overkill in some situations. Story I'm talking about, and you might have seen this. You might have seen this on Facebook earlier today. Three kids were suspended from middle school because they were out in their front yard waiting for the bus to show up. They were out in their front yards having a shootout with their airsoft pistols. Now take into consideration now. Here's the real part about this. They were in their own front yard. Now, yes, some of the kids were aiming towards the street, but the bottom line is they were in their own front yard. They were bored. They interviewed one of the kids. They said, why? And he said, well, we were bored. We were just playing. We were just kids waiting on the bus to show up. But they were on private property. So the question has got to go out. Do you think the school should have a dog in this hunt? Should they have any kind of say-so or anything on this matter? I mean, it wasn't on the school bus. They didn't take the guns to school. But the fact that they were on their own property. So that's going to be one of my Facebook questions today. Is do you think a school has the right to suspend kids from school? I'm typing as I go, that's why it sounds funny. Because they were playing Let me type it out, then I'll... All right, so here's the question. Do you think a school has the right to suspend kids from school because they were playing with airsoft guns at home waiting on the school bus to pick them up? That's my question. 347-326-9073. If you want to call in and comment on this subject, I'd love to hear from you. Once again, 347-326-9073. If you want to make a comment on this subject, I mean, I think the school's overstepping its bounds. Yes, you know, yes, the school bus was in front of the drop-off, pickup was right there at that particular kid's house. And yeah, one or two of the shots may have gone towards that area. But the fact is that the kids were still on their private property. So, I'd really like to get some feedback on this. Going to be talking about Michael Vick coming up a little bit later. I've been on a delete friend spree today. And most of that has to do about Michael Vick. I mean, we're going to be talking about that. 347-326-9073 right here on the Greg Skrill Show. My buddy, Matthew Cooper, he brought up a good question. Where were the mom and dad? Don't know. I'm trying to find the story so I can get the details. But the bottom line is that the kids were on their property, playing in the front yard, waiting on the school bus. Let me answer that. I'm trying to find a story so I can pull it up here. I'd have to search all over Facebook. Hey, maybe I got it over here on my page. Hold on, no. Let me look at something real quick. Let me go to my page instead of the news feeds, and I'll see if I can pull it up. 347-326-9073 if you want to call in. Don't forget, we got birthdays coming up later. Shout-outs, birthdays. Got to talk about Michael Vick, Schnauzer Pups, all that fun stuff. Kind of started out having a funky day, but it got better. Oh, no. I thought I had it on here, but apparently I didn't transfer it over. That's all. You know, Brian Center. My cousin of mine, he listens to the show on occasion. As long as he didn't bring it on the bus or point it at anyone in the bus, then no. Which the kid didn't. Not on purpose. Now, they do admit that as these kids were playing, some shots went in that direction, but it was before the bus pulled up. They interviewed the kid. They asked the kid, "Did you take the guns to school?" No. Did you point the kid, bring the guns on the bus? No. The kids admitted, we put the guns up when we saw the bus coming up so we could get over by the pickup area. I mean, personally, I don't think the school has ground to stand on. But they are threatening to suspend these three kids. I don't remember what the amount of time was, but once again, I don't think they have a right. We're going to talk about this more. We're going to talk about this more when we come back from our commercial break. Everybody hang loose, hang tight, 347-326-9073 if you want to call in with your comments on this. You can also go to my Facebook page, Gregory Squirrel. Leave your comments on there. Join us on the other side of this break, right back here on the Greg Squirrel Show.
Fight for Honor presents Cage of Honor 58. Saturday, September 28th at Carthage Memorial Hall. Be there for all the blood, sweat, and tears that comes from some of the best cage fighting action in the Midwest. Team Impact, Proving Grounds Gym, Victory Fight Gym, Joplin Brotherhood, Wolfpack MMA, and many more. Plus, a kick fight. It all starts with a benefit dinner at 5 for Mike Hines to help pay for unexpected medical expenses. Arena doors open at 6. Fights start at 7. Cage of Honor 58. Saturday, September 28th at Carthage Memorial Hall. Get your general admission tickets at Sports World in Carthage or online at fightforhonor.com. Cage of Honor 58. Sponsored by Budweiser, Harmony Road Auto, Guaranteed Comfort System, Steel Rooster, and Zimmer Radio. Saturday, September 28th. Fight for Honor. Often imitated, never duplicated. Sanctioned by the Combat Sports Commission.
Battleground Mixed Martial Arts is the perfect place to get started for jiu-jitsu, boxing, kickboxing, wrestling, and grappling. Battleground MMA open to men and women Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 p.m. and a ladies-only workout class on Sundays from 6 to 8. Battleground MMA is on the second floor at the corner of Muskogee and Tatua. For more info about getting in fighter shape, call Coach Scott Lowe at 479-799-8907. That's 479-799-8907. See them on Facebook at Battleground MMA.
Right back here on the Greg Squirrel Show, 4:18 on a beautiful Tuesday afternoon. Want to say hello to our friends at Toyota of Northwest Arkansas. If you're looking for a new car or truck, go check out Toyota of Northwest Arkansas. So anyway, what we were talking about earlier before we went to the break was these three kids. Playing with airsoft guns, which, you know, it's the new thing, in their front yard, having a little airsoft gun, having a little airsoft war, waiting on the school bus to show up. And yet they were suspended by the school because some of the shots went towards some of the other kids waiting on the school bus. 347-326-9073. If you want to call in on this, we'd love to hear from you. I mean, I agree with Matthew Cooper. Matthew Cooper, listening to the show, we're going to give Matt Cooper a shout out. Matthew Cooper says it's not a school issue. It's a mom and dad issue. If the mom and dad didn't want the kids playing with the guns, then that's mom and dad. The kids didn't take the guns on the bus, didn't take the guns to school. So, I'm looking for another source on this story. I can't even spell suspended right. Yeah, here's the story right now, right here. Seventh grader suspended for playing with airsoft gun in his own yard. Okay. Three seventh grade students in Virginia Beach, Virginia, were handed long-term suspensions Tuesday that will last until the end of the school year for playing with an airsoft gun in one of their front yards while waiting on a school bus. Now, this is stupid. This is overkill. WAVY-TV reports that 13-year-old Khalid Carabello and Aiden Clark will face an additional hearing in January to determine if they will be expelled for possession and handling and use of a firearm because the guns were fired at two others playing in Cabello's yard. Come on. Jesus, they weren't real guns. They're airsoft guns. Yes, they do hurt. A neighbor saw Khalid shooting the airsoft gun in his yard and called 911, telling the dispatcher he is pointing the gun and it looks like there's a target in the tree in his front yard. Yeah, and? Khalid claims he never took the koi gun to the designated bus stop or Larkspur Middle School. According to the report, two other students who fired the guns were also suspended. In a letter obtained by WAVY.com, school principal Matthew Delaney found that the children were firing pellet guns at each other and at other people near the bus stop. Delaney states in the letter that one child was only 10 feet from the bus stop and ran from the shots being fired, but was still hit. The school's so-called zero tolerance policy on guns extend to private property. No, they cannot do that. They cannot tell a kid that he can't own a gun or play with a gun on his own property. I would fight this. Khalid's mother, I'm not even going to attempt to pronounce her name, said it's ridiculous that her son and his friends were suspended because they were firing the airsoft guns on private property. My son is my private property. He does not become the school's property until he goes on the bus stop, gets on the bus, goes to school. Khalid told WAVY he thinks the punishment is unfair and may hurt his chances of getting into a good college. People, call in. Let me know what you think. My buddy Amy, up in Missouri, if they are not on school property, it is none of their business. I agree. And I disagree that they are telling these families now, they're trying to tell these people that he cannot have a gun outside of school. More Big Brother. I'm sharing this on Facebook. They should not be able to dictate what a kid does off school property. And that's what they're trying to do. Off of school property. And they're trying to tell this kid that he can't own or play with guns. No. 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 I hope they fight this. Yeah, right here in the story, you heard me read it. That I want to make sure I get this right. I think this principal's an idiot. I think this is stepping beyond. I think this is stepping beyond the school's jurisdiction. School's so-called zero tolerance policy on guns extends to private property. No. No, no, no. You cannot tell a person what they do on their own property. Three four seven 3276-9073. If you want to call in and comment on this, I would love to hear from you. Let me get over here on this page. One more time. 347-326-9073. We're going to leave the phone lines open. We're going to take some phone calls on this for just a little bit. I'd love to have my listeners out there call in. Let me know what you think. Does the school have a right to tell people what they can or cannot do on their private property? Once again, I want to mention my buddies over there at Fayetteville Nutrition Center. I have lost 11 pounds. It's helping me sleep better. If you're having problems sleeping, maybe this will help you. I was supposed to be in Oklahoma this morning, and I slept through the alarm clock. And I never slept that good till I started taking this stuff. I used to be a light sleeper. Slightest little noise would wake me up. I want to say hello to my good friend, Mr. Saturday Night, Michael Berry. Going to give him a big shout right here. I want to throw this question out there. I'm really not going to jump into this issue because I really don't have permission. But I do want to ask this question. Do you think a fight promoter should suspend a fighter because that fighter has to back out of an event to keep his job? The fighter in question was scheduled to fight on this event, but he started a new job, and his boss came out and told him that if he took that day off to go fight, he was going to be fired. And the fighter even had a letter from his boss and took it to the promoter. But yet the promoter is still suspending this fighter and telling other fight promotions in that part of the country, do not use this fighter. I don't think that's right. I don't think it's fair. Unless that promoter is willing to pay that fighter enough to cover his house bill, cover his car payments, make sure that the fighter's kids has food, electricity, whatever, cover all this fighter's bill, I don't think a promoter should be able to do this to a fighter. But that's just my thinking. Let me know what you think about that. 347-326-9073. Phone lines are open. You can also leave your message on Gregory Squirrel, my Facebook page. We'll get your questions and your comments on the air. Don't forget, we got birthdays and shout-outs coming up. We got a lot of birthdays today. Once again, I want to give a big shout out to Mr. Saturday Night Michael Berry, Brian Opie Center, Amy Misner, my buddies, my pals, my friends. I love each and every one of you. And Clint Davis, wherever you are out there, my little buddy, I love you too, babe. I love that guy. We've only met a couple of times, and it's just like, you know, we're brothers or something. Twin brothers from different mothers or something like that. All right. So, let's see. Let's jump over here. So, I'll take a little break right now. It is 4:31 right here on the Greg Squirrel Show, right here on Blog Talk Radio. If you got some rowdy friends coming over tonight, hey, have one for me. We'll be back in a minute and a half right here on the Greg Squirrel Show.
Battleground Mixed Martial Arts is the perfect place to get started for jiu-jitsu, boxing, kickboxing, wrestling, and grappling. Battleground MMA open to men and women Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 p.m. and a ladies-only workout class on Sundays from 6 to 8. Battleground MMA is on the second floor at the corner of Muskogee and Katua. For more info about getting in fighter shape, call Coach Scott Lowe at 479-799-8907. That's 479-799-8907. See them on Facebook at Battleground MMA.
Presents Cage of Honor 58. Saturday, September 28th at Carthage Memorial Hall. Be there for all the blood, sweat, and tears that comes from some of the best cage fighting action in the Midwest. Team Impact, Proving Grounds Gym, Victory Fight Gym, Joplin Brotherhood, Wolfpack MMA, and many more. Plus, a kick fight. It all starts with a benefit dinner at 5 for Mike Hines to help pay for unexpected medical expenses. Arena doors open at 6. Fights start at 7.
Cage of Honor 58.
Saturday, September 28th at Carthage Memorial Hall. Get your general admission tickets at Sports World in Carthage or online at fightforhonor.com.
Cage of Honor 58.
Sponsored by Anderson Auto Glass, Sandra Brown State Farm Insurance, Hotwire Auto Sales, Neosho Graphics, and Zimmer Radio. Fight for Honor. Often imitated, never duplicated. Sanctioned by the Combat Sports Commission.
We want to welcome you right back here on the Greg Squirrel Show, 4:33, right here on a Tuesday afternoon, right here in beautiful Northwest Arkansas. Looking out my window, I see sunshine. Does your refrigerator steam? Does your cat in the litter box steam? Try Arm & Hammer Double Duty. Destroys urine and feces, odor on contact. Friend Michelle. I want to know how you slipped through two alarms. I did. Don't ask me how. I did. I don't think I had a turn up, to be quite honest. You know, ever since iPhone kind of updated their stuff on their phone. My phone just hasn't been active. I don't know. All I know is I didn't wake up until about 6 o'clock. Needless to say, I did not go to the home. All right. The Moppet Ballet. We're going to have to get Clint Davis to find out what this is about the Moffat Ballet. I didn't even know Moffat had a ballet. Alright. We're still going to take your questions and comments about the kids, school, or bring it playing with airsoft pistols in their front yard. I think it's super. I want to talk about Michael Vick. I mean, a lot of people just don't know how to stop a drink. Wouldn't let me turn the music down, so we'll just turn the music off. You know, I think a lot of people are beating a dead horse into the ground. I mean, I admit I'm the biggest one of the biggest animal lovers on the planet. But why is everybody so hell-bent on seeing this guy be a failure? I mean, yes, he got caught with the dogfighting ring, tax evasion, all this stuff. The guy lost his job. He's lost friends. He's done time in jail. Maybe not directly for abusing and hurting the dogs and whatever. But the fact is, the man has paid the penalty, in my opinion. But yet, there's so many people out there who just want to see him fail, and I don't understand it. I mean, where are all the Christians or the so-called Christians that in the Bible, it talks about forgiveness? Yeah, I mean, there's nothing that can be done for the dogs and animals that are already dead that he's hurt. And I understand that better than anybody. But is the hatred bad enough that you want to see this guy just totally disappear? 347-326-9073 if you want to call in and comment on this. I mean, like I posted on I'm putting this on Facebook, so if you get a little dead air, that's why. I mean, like I say, I know there's nothing that can be done for the other animals and dogs that is already hurt. I understand that. But is it worth a man losing his career, his family, his friends? I mean, the guy has been through this. But yet, there are so many people, and I'm going to call it like it is, it's beating a dead horse in the ground. You know, the man lost his job with the Atlanta Falcons. I mean, one of the best quarterbacks in the league. I mean, he lost endorsement deals. He's lost friends. He spent 21 months in prison. And like I've tried to tell people, it may not have been directly for abusing the animals, But it's the fact, just the fact that the man's already done time. I mean, I think it's crazy. I think it's, I just don't understand it. I mean, I'm not a Bible thumper. Never claimed to be, probably never will be. But it's like I told somebody earlier, I'm going to follow my Lord and Savior, Jesus. And when Jesus looks me and looks the entire planet in the face and says, this man should not be, will not be forgiven, then that's when I'll jump on the hate Michael Vick bandwagon. But my Lord and Savior talks about forgiveness. My, what's the other word I'm looking for? Mostly forgiveness. My Lord and Savior talks about forgiveness. And I, you know, until I see proof, until I see evidence that he's still hurting animals, then I'm going to forgive the man. And people may want to hate me for that. You may want to delete me off your Facebook friends list because I know I've deleted 3 or 4 today because they're beating a dead horse in the ground. They are literally, people are out there are literally wanting this man to be hurt. Some have even go far that says this man should be killed for what he did to these animals, to these dogs. Well, I'm not one of them. I mean, there's a lot of things. I mean, if you kill a human, then heck yeah, I don't even want to waste money on the trial. If everybody knows you did it, then you should be sent to the gas chamber immediately. But come on. First off, it's a dog. I mean, and don't take me wrong. I love dogs just as much as anybody else. I have 3 of my own, and I love these guys to death, and I will hurt anybody that hurt them. But, I mean, this guy has paid his price. This guy has been hurt far worse than any this guy had it all, and because of this, he's lost it. He's gotten some of it back, but the bottom line is, you know, I think there's a time when you have to forgive, and you know, you can't forget. I'm not asking people to forget. But the fact, but you know, you got to show some compassion for the man, and so James Hobbs, that's a buddy of mine. I have it for. Oh, I read this comment from James Hobbs. I just want him to disappear next week when he plays the Broncos. LOL, joking. I understand that he served his time, and I'm sure still paying for what he did. Everybody deserves a second chance. We think he's doing good. So, there you go. That's what it's about. James goes on to talk about Razorback football, but that's a subject for another day. Once again, we want to give a big shout-out to folks Toyota of Northwest Arkansas. If you're looking for a new car or truck, go check out Toyota of Northwest Arkansas, 888-285-8179. $1,000 customer cash plus $1,000 special edition bonus cash on a new Tundra Crew Max. So there you go. Toyota of Northwest Arkansas. We got birthdays coming up. Chat room's awful quiet today. 347-326-9073. We're going to have the phones open for the remaining period of the show. We're only going to go till 5 o'clock today because I want to go work out, get my sweat on. So we're going to have the last 15 minutes for the phone lines. People want to call in, comment on these subjects we've talked about today. Would love to hear from you. Let's go down here, find some good music. No, we played that yesterday. Yeah, why not? Don't forget, other side of the break, birthdays and phone calls right here on the Greg Squirrel Show, Blog Talk Radio.
Grounds Gym, Victory Fight Gym, Joplin Brotherhood, Wolfpack MMA, and many more. Plus, a kick five. It all starts with a benefit dinner at 5 for Mike Hines to help pay for unexpected medical expenses. Arena doors open at 6. Fights start at 7.
Cage of Honor 58.
Saturday, September 28th at Carthage Memorial Hall. Get your general admission tickets at Sports World in Carthage or online at fightforhonor.com.
Cage of Honor 58.
Sponsored by Anderson Auto Glass, Sandra Brown State Farm Insurance, Hotwire Auto Sales, Neotro Graphics, and Zimmer Radio. Fight for honor. Often imitated. Never duplicated. Sanctioned by the Combat Sports Commission.
Battleground Mixed Martial Arts is the perfect place to get started for jiu-jitsu, boxing, kickboxing, wrestling, and grappling. Battleground MMA open to men and women Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 p.m. and a ladies-only workout class on Sundays from 6 to 8. Battleground MMA is on the second floor at the corner of Muskogee and Tatua. For more info about getting in fighter shape, call Coach Scott Lowe at 479-799-8907. That's 479-799-8907. See them on Facebook at Battleground MMA.
I think we're going to call make up the Northwest Arkansas Shake. Greg Squirrel, right back here on the Greg Squirrel Show, 347-326-9073. We've got about 15 minutes left on the show today. Phone lines are open if you want to call in and comment. Once again, I want to say a big shout-out to Toyota of Northwest Arkansas, Fayetteville Nutrition Center, Battleground MMA, Cage of Honor, Guitar Center. I want to say hello to Dave and the crew. All right. Back over here on Facebook. Ryan. Ask me, why do you feel the need to defend Michael Vick? Maybe he is an overrated quarterback. Okay. But, you know, hey, Michael Vick, you know, we're not talking about his quarterbacking skill. We are talking about a human being. You know? Did what he did, he went to jail for. He lost his job, he lost money, out the yazoo, he lost a friend. He went to jail. You know, I what happened to all this forgive and forget stuff that were taught in the Bible? Maybe not forget, like I said, you're never going to forget. But what about forgiveness? Maybe some people out there need to go back and read their Bible where it talks about forgiveness. I mean, I know that don't help the dogs that are dead and been hurt, crippled. But don't you think Michael Vick has hurt enough? Do you not think he's gone through enough for what he did? I mean, I'm just going by the teachings of my glorious Father. And my glorious Father talks about forgiveness. And so, until I hear that Michael Vick is still out hurting animals and stuff like that, I'm going to do what my glorious Father tells me to do, and that's forgive. Now, if he does it again, that's going to be a different story. So anyway, 347-326-9073. Phone lines are open right here on the Greg Squirrel Show, right here on Blog Talk Radio. Clint Davis getting ready for his big primetime special. XFI Live taking place at 7 o'clock. Right here on Blog Talk Radio. Going to be talking about XFI Extreme Night of Champions. Dave Grayson challenging for the heavyweight championship. He's going to be on the show. So make sure you tune in if you're an XFI fan. So make sure you check in for him. I'm going to put that on my Facebook. I want to say hello to Nate Webb out there bouncing around. People are trying to distract me while I'm doing my show, sending me dirty messages. We just mentioned XFI Live, 7 p.m. special tonight with Clint Davis and special guest David Grayson. There you go. Oh, gee. All right. Don't know what Nate Webb's going on. I'm trying to find out. He said, got a special announced. Great news. Oh, okay. Let's pass this along. Nate Webb. I forget where he's located. Saturday, September 28th, School of Hard Knocks is hosting a free circuit-style boot camp every weekend at Buns and Guns Field, wherever that's at. Everyone is welcome to come and bring friend, not a gimmick. We just want everyone to know how serious we are about our style of training and for people to know that you do not have to fight to come to Hard Knocks. Well, there you go. We just pimped Nate Webb. Yes, I used the word pimp. Get over it. We just pimped this event on the Greg Squirrel Show. That's what I need. I need somebody here in person to do the show with me. Somebody that can type stuff on Facebook because while I'm talking on the air, answering phones, all that fun stuff. I want to give a shout out to a friend of mine, Julie Stricker. Julie Cottle. Her dad suffered a heart attack over the weekend. Lots of prayers going out to Howard. All right. Here, let's go back. Oh, we forgot to do birthdays. Let's jump over here. Where's our birthday music? Where'd our birthday music go? No, we ain't going to do... I got birthday music. We're not doing the Humpty Damp for birthday music. Unless you just insist that we do the Humpty Dance for birthday music. Where's the birthday music? Oh, there it is. Turn this up right here. All right, it's our birthday today. We'll say happy birthday to Bex Calhoun, Larry Trott, Doug Ebay, Charles Brock, Francisco Lopez, and Brent Arkham. Shout out to all of you. Happy birthday. All right, ladies and gentlemen, hey, if you want to learn self-defense, learn how to protect yourself in those real-life situations, then check out the Arkansas School of Martial Arts in Krav Maga, located North College in Northwest Arkansas behind Sonic. That's pretty close to the Northwest Arkansas Mall. Go down there and talk to Professor Marty Kale, and he will hook you up learning how to defend yourself. Short show today, boys and girls. We're getting ready to take it to the house. Going to go work out. Going to go get my sweat on. And we will be right back here tomorrow. What's some good take-home music tonight? No, we did that one. Let's do that one. We haven't done that one in a while. All right. Getting ready to take it to the house. I want to give a big shout out to everybody who listened today. We appreciate it. Love you guys. And we cannot wait to do it again. Because guess what tomorrow is? Mike. Guess what tomorrow is? Okay. Woo-hoo! All right. Until tomorrow, 4 p.m., we'll see you right here on the Great Girl Show. See ya. Bye-bye.
I called you fat. Look at me. I'm skinny. It never stopped me from getting busy. I'm a freak. I like the girls with the boom. I once got busy in a Burger King bathroom. I'm crazy. Allow me to amaze thee. They say I'm ugly, but it just don't faze me. I'm still getting in the girls' dance, and I even got my own dance.